I don't always want you to help me. Do you know why? Because you taught me how to think and how to dream. I'm about to make something that I know will make you proud.
Hold your breath. Hold it. Hold it. Keep holding. At first you feel fine, then panic sets in. What you're feeling now is just like the financial stress that millions of us feel. Fortunately, SunTrust is about to help you catch your breath by lighting the way to financial confidence to help you make smart choices to move forward, onward, and upward. Take the first step. Join the movement at onup.com. Well, hefting is something, it's a tradition where the sheep will come out onto the hill ground. It'll come with its lambs, and the following year those lambs will come out into the same area. Because there's Howgills, and beyond there's no boundary, it's just an area of open land. And today there isn't as much time spent, there isn't the same labour on the land, and so sheep are becoming not as well hefted as they used to be. It's just something that's, I guess, going to where the lamb's been reared. Up in that heather there, somewhere just looking around. It's really, really important to have both hefted sheep and hefted people. According to legend, a Kendal confectioner intending to make glacier mince took his eye off the cooking pan for a minute and then, resuming his task, noticed that the mixture had started to grain and become cloudy instead of clear. When poured out, the result was mint cake. Despite claims from various manufacturers, the discovery must be accredited to one Joseph Wiper. In 1910, Mr. Wiper retired to live in Victoria, British Columbia, where one of his sons opened a shop selling Wiper's mint cake.